And we're back with Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your host, along with my co-hosts, Declan, Patrick, Mary, and Becky. How y'all doing?
Good.
How are
good.
You?
Good.
Doing great.
How are you?
I'm good.
You guys have been gone most of the last 2 days. What have you guys been up to?
Fixing the Suburban. Putting
does
a transmission
it
in it? No, it doesn't work.
So, what's not working?
It's a transmission.
No, it's... Four-wheel drive kit has something to do with it.
Well, that's good. So, what are we learning?
That...
The four-wheel drive kit has something to do with it.
That there's something wrong with the Suburban, but it's not the transmission anymore.
That's good. A process of elimination.
Yeah. The four-wheel drive was working before we took the transmission out, though.
Okay, that's weird. What else is going on?
The Mustang. Just blew the starter on it, trying to turn it on.
Lit Dad's hair on fire.
Yeah.
Halfway on fire.
It actually went, like, almost all the way around his head. Yeah. The back of his head was burnt, too.
Yeah. He has a widow's peak that's a little deeper than his other one.
Oops. Yep. Probably never go back either.
If I will.
How's the theater, Mary?
It's pretty good. We did something kind of funny the other day. So we got a movie submitted to be playing on our streaming service. And first as kids watched it, and then later we showed mom and dad it. And in the meantime, some kids were doing something on the computer, and they had set a timer for how long they were going to do this. And then we interrupted them and took the computer to go watch this movie. And while we're watching the movie... all of us kids are just kind of like, this is really weird. The music is awful. I didn't really realize the music was so bad. And we're like, it must get better, right? And then we can't hear the people speaking, and the music's way too loud. And mom's kind of like, can we turn the music down? I'm like, well, it's a file. We can't turn the music down. And in my mind, I'm just like, I thought the music was really good. Why does it sound so bad? And then all of a sudden, we realized that the timer was going off. On the computer. The
music kind of matched.
Yeah. So it was kind of weird because we were about half an hour into the movie and we're like, something's wrong. This is really, really weird. But it was because the timer was going off on the computer over the movie. So
weird.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. We were laughing pretty hard for a while afterward. How silly we are. So looking forward to that movie, though, coming to the theater. It's going to be one of the full length. So we're kind of short on those. So it's kind of nice.
I got a fun fact for today.
Oh, yeah, Becky, hit us with your fun fact.
The smoke jumpers in our area do a wild cow milking contest.
What's that like?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
They have to, like, rope it?
They have to rope it, tie it down, and then milk it.
This is, like, people's cattle in their property, or this is, like, wild cows?
No, just cows. On it. Like,
that's still weird.
Land cows just
running. Why do they do it?
They do it at the...
It's a rodeo.
It's a sport. They do it at the rodeo.
It's like the wild horse races.
What rodeo?
Bull bash or something like that. It's not the... Board days one.
It's a free entry, so I don't know why I didn't go.
Hmm,
right,
interesting.
What else do we got?
We're going to be filming a scene in a few days here. We asked our local bar owner if he'd let us film a cowboy scene in his bar, so that's exciting.
What did he say?
He said yes.
I did?
Yep. At first he thought, I must have phrased it badly, because at first he thought I was trying to sell him a commercial. Yeah. So he's like, oh, no, I don't have the budget for that. And I'm like, no. I'm asking you to do something for me. So, but yeah, once we got beyond that, then he was super excited. So that'll be our first time filming at a bar, I think.
Cool. Will it be promoting him too, though?
Yep, we'll put their restaurant name in the end. So what else is coming up?
Fabiola scene in October 7th?
Yes.
What's going on with that?
It's been kind of fun. Everyone who is... helping contribute to making the event as awesome as possible, have sent a few of their contributions in, so it's been kind of fun looking through the behind-the-scenes pictures, the behind-the-scenes videos, the actor interviews, and we have all that lined up and prepared for the day of, so stay tuned.
I heard James Earl Jones passed away recently.
Yes.
So we watched movies with him in it, and one of them was Field of Dreams.
Mm-hmm. It's been a little while since I've seen that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of consider that one of my favorite baseball movies.
Mm-hmm.
When we recently watched it, I don't know if you can remember, there's kind of a few things in it that aren't perfect and great, but definitely, like Mom said, it makes you think. So.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think. It's not just a sport movie. Like, there's like mystery and things that happen that could have happened differently if they had gone down differently. So it's kind of interesting that way. But yeah, James Earl Jones is... we were surprised to learn that he was a Catholic.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, it's kind of interesting.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
Yeah, we went to Joanne's for clothing and the power outage, and it fried their computer, so we couldn't do anything.
That would really suck.
Yeah.
When we were having the power outages where we were living, it ruined our stove.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty weird.
Did it run the fridge, too?
I think it did run the fridge. Oh, maybe it didn't run the fridge. I don't remember.
It was like it went.
It made the fridge slow down.
Yeah, you'd have to turn it colder.
Oh, yeah.
The power must have shut off at my place because when I got home from work, the oven was blinking.
Oh, yeah.
The timer.
Weird.
The time was off.
So. The power always goes off at the Airbnb. Every time I go there, it's got a weird time on the oven.
Weird.
Yeah. People change it.
No, it's like blinking, like it went out.
Weird.
I had some. Oh, there is no plural for
Moses.
You.
You?
You all. There's no.
You alls.
Yeah,
you all.
But people say y'all, making you plural when you is never made plural.
Oh, that's interesting.
So people say y'all.
Kind of like instead of
you
all.
Did you know?
Goats.
Huh.
Goats,
did you know you have fingertips?
You can't.
But you can't tip
finger.
But you have, you do not have toe tips. But you can tip toe.
You know when you say touch, your lips do not touch, but when you say separate, your lips touch.
Is orange a color or fruit?
Huh?
Both.
What came first?
The fruit.
The color, right.
It's probably the fruit.
The fruit was named. And then the color became
that. Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Most likely. Bossy and I are just recently talking about how some people would argue that the fruit that Eve picked off the tree of knowledge, good and evil, was a pomegranate.
What?
And, yeah, I know it's weird. But Bossy and I were saying how much more deliberate evil it would be to open up a pomegranate and eat the inside than an apple or something.
Some people say that the fruit doesn't grow anymore.
Yes, so it can't be a pomegranate or an apple. It
could be a bean.
But their reasoning for saying that it was probably a pomegranate because it was in a tropical area is flawed because it was the Garden of Paradise, so, I mean,
it's
there was
true.
Everything
there. But can you imagine opening a pomegranate and eating a seed and being like, oh, Adam, taste this! After you're told not to eat it.
Why is there New World creatures?
What do you mean?
But then, did they go in the ark with Noah? Like, some people say bears are New World creatures.
They were probably on the ark.
From Pangaea.
That's true.
Pangaea?
Yeah. If all the waters and oceans were gone, the continents would actually fit and all fit into each other. So they say that, you know, it split apart after a while, which I don't know if that's true or not either, but...
Why is it called
Pangaea?
Good theory.
No. That's it for today. We're running out of time. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.